This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Are you interested in the unknown?
Video games.
Old movies.
Horror.
Old TV.
Zombies.
Fantasies.
Comics.
The paranormal.
And science fiction.
Cult TV.
Games and more. Then tune in Tuesday nights at 10.
On Sci-Fi and Squid.
On Joy 94.9.
In a word or it's in a look, you can't get rid of the Babadook. A rumbling sound, then three sharp knocks.
Babadook, duck, duck.
That's when you'll know he's around. You'll see him if you look. Nothing bad's gonna happen, Sam.
Did he think that about my dad before he died?
He sees things as they are, that one.
I promised to protect you if you promised to protect me.
Oh my God. Did he hurt anyone?
The boy has significant behavioural problems.
This monster thing has got to stop, all right? It's just a book. It can't hurt you.
You don't have to be fine, you know.
Just a bit stressed at the moment.
All children see monsters.
Not like this. I want to report someone stalking me and my child.
You can't get rid of the Babadook.
You can bring me the boy. You can bring me the boy.
Our history is quite sordid and dark, and
quite horrific.
Some,
yes,
deserves some examination. No one comes up and says, "I'm a great mother."
Yeah,
and I think that the Babadook taps into what it means to be a mother and how hard it is and how isolating it can be.
The Babadook is a distinctive domestic horror story in which the unresolved traumas of a conflicted mother and son are physicalised as a malevolent entity that threatens to consume them.
Right,
that's
I haven't
pretty
read
cool.
That, so that's interesting.
That's great.
Mama.
I'm from a show called Sci-Fi and Scream here on Joy 94.9, and we love looking at horror and sci-fi
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Great.
So welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream, Jennifer Kent.
Thank you. Thanks, Sonia.
Yes, and of course the director, writer too, I believe, of, apart from other things, of The Babadook.
Yes, that's me.
Tell us about The Babadook.
Well, The Babadook is a strange creature. We're talking about it today. You know, someone said, I didn't know The Babadook was born in Adelaide. And I said, yes, in the Glenside Mental Hospital, which is where the Adelaide studios are. So, that was where its life started. We shot in Adelaide, and it's been a really tough film to get made on a low budget.
I should imagine, yes.
Because we had such high, you know, visual ambitions for it. It's quite a heightened world. But we had a team of extraordinary creatives and technicians who've brought this film to life. And we're really surprised and thrilled, first by its overseas success. Mm. Now, you know, it's just amazing to be...
Now, it's been described by The Hollywood Reporter earlier this year at the Sundance Festival 2014 as cleverly playing off the classic fear of monsters lurking under the bed at night and the spookiness of certain children's picture books. The Babadook is a distinctive domestic horror story in which the unresolved traumas of a conflicted mother and son are physicalized as a malevolent entity that threatens to consume them.
Right,
that's pretty cool. That's great.
That's quite, I mean, you know, one thing about the American journalists, which really, maybe I didn't give them credit, but they wrote, the reviews I read, they were really delving into the depths of the film mm-hmm. in terms of the deeper themes of it. And that was such a joy for me to see because I wrote it to be a deeper film, you know, not just to be about shock scares. It's been embraced on a deeper level by the critics there.
Yes, which is good to see. I'm sure that will be the same here, hopefully. And
I hope so. It certainly is with the audiences so far.
Yeah.
We've had audiences very moved by the film. Mm. I think especially women, you know, and mothers of young children, I think will really relate to this film because it goes into, you know, everyone who I know who's a mother feels like a bad mother. No one comes up and says, I'm a great mother.
Yeah.
And I think that The Babadook taps into what it means to be a mother and how hard it is and how isolating it can be and also touches on a few taboos around mother love.
Yes.
And how it's not just a given that we love our children. It sometimes is hard work.
Yes, I love the way. Yes, I love the way, without spoiling it too much, the way you've worked in an absent father and the way you have done that.
Yeah.
And it was interesting being in the premiere and the crowd and the audience and hearing mainly males laughing, actually,
yeah.
and not the females. And I was thinking, oh, this is, you know, we've all experienced those moments, I think, when mother love can go a bit the other end
yeah,
of the spectrum.
You know,
not to the extremes, I'm saying, but some people have experienced that.
Well, and that's the thing. You know, I wondered if I'd get some criticism for displaying motherhood not in its best light. But what I'm realizing is that mothers relate to it and feel relieved to see that on the screen. And as you say, it's not that women are going to those depths in most cases, but
yes.
it's a part of the female psyche to, you know, to have this thing of, oh my God, it's so hard to be a mother.
Mama.
And I think that the men are laughing mainly out of nervousness, actually.
I think you're right there.
Because they think, oh, is this going on? I don't know if I want to acknowledge this. It's funny because I think I said last night that laughter and fear, it's a very fine line between them. So I don't see laughing in a film like that as a bad thing.
No, you're right. It's interesting how, I guess, people, as you say, respond and react to something that might be more personal than they're willing to, you know, willing to accept
yeah,
in their own lives.
it's confronting to see those things played out in a story, I think. And it very rarely happens, which is why I'm so proud of the film.
Yeah. And now how did you find, just quickly, how did you find Noah Wiseman? I mean, incredible little boy.
Oh, he's a real find. And I mean, I owe that to Nikki Barrett, our casting agent, who was just relentless in her search for the perfect boy. And you never know, you know, he's six in the film. Mm. He was six at the time we shot. That's very young.
Yes,
6 years on the planet. You know, there's a lot. It's a tough call for me as a director to rein in his brilliance. But there, it was there, and so you know that was a joy ultimately to work with, because he was innately brilliant and he had a great empathy for others, and he was able to imagine so beautifully, and he's able to put himself into the shoes of that little boy who was so traumatized. And he saw somehow the importance of this film. You know, I remember his mum saying to him, "You never concentrate at school, but here you're so focused. Why is that?" And he said, "Mum, this is important. This stuff with Jen is important." And there was a certain kind of seriousness about his approach to the task that, you know, I mean, forever are grateful to him for.
Mm, fantastic. Look, based on what it's doing at the moment, the Babadook, it has been described as one of the best genre creature creations, but it is very subtle as well. And what happens to it after this?
Well, you know, don't see it, really. I mean, the only place you see it is in the book, and a couple of, you know, without giving the film away, just tiny moments. And,
that's true.
You know, I really think the book is where it's introduced. And in terms of where we're headed next, I mean, there's no sequel, there's no merchandising, but I'm really fascinated by the book, and we are floating the idea of creating a book that sits independently of the film, and tying that in with our US release. That's something I'm really passionate about moving forward on, and we've had an offer from a publisher to do that. So we're just looking into that at the moment.
Yay.
In terms of, you know, marketing that as something extra, because it will have extra pages and be its own entity.
Mm, excellent. Now, lastly, horror films. Was there anything that in particular out there that influenced The Babadook or gave you?
Oh, my God, so many.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm a genuine lover of cinema and a lover of horror cinema. I never have looked down on it. I've always seen it as an art form, you know. There's crappy versions of that art form, sure.
Yeah.
But there's crappy dramas and, you know, romantic comedies and comedies out there as well. Why should horror just get such a bad name? You know, obviously, the Polanski domestic horrors, I'm a big fan.
Repulsion, yes.
Yeah, Repulsion, Rosemary's Baby, The Tenant. I love David Lynch. You know, I see horror in a very wide, I see it in a very wide form.
Yeah.
You know, The Shining, The Thing, John Carpenter, early John Carpenter, I think, was genius.
Yes.
And also all the early silent horror, I just love. So, yeah, When I have the choice to watch a Palme d'Or winning film or some classic horror, I'd always go for the classic horror. It's just in my blood.
Yeah, it is very Lynchish, Lynchesque.
Yeah.
A bit of a razor head there, and perhaps that's the male version.
I just love David Lynch. I think he's such an extraordinary human being on many levels. But the thing I love most about him is his ability to create unique worlds. You know, you sit down and you watch Lost Highway or Mulholland Drive, and it's just a world, such a complete world. And I think that's what cinema does at its best.
Yes, excellent. I'm going to speak to Essie next up. Now, Essie Davis, just briefly, fantastic. I was blown away by that performance.
Oh, she's a triumph in this film. I'm so proud of her. I mean, I've been her, you know, close friend for nearly 20 years, maybe 20 years now.
Mm.
And I love her to bits. And I am so thrilled that we went on this journey together, and so proud of her.
And the friendship's still intact. That's good.
It's still intact. We still can have a drink together and make each other laugh. And,
it's probably refreshed it. So that's
good. Yes. Yeah. It's bonded us. You know,
so. That's great. Yeah. And what's next for you? Any ideas or any offers?
Yeah, look,
or?
I've been offered two Hollywood films, which I turned down, which I didn't want to make remakes of wonderful films and other things.
Fair enough.
With numbers at the end of them. So I'm looking at American scripts, and I haven't, there's lots of exciting things, HBO, some promises there, and some other stuff as well. I'm writing my own scripts. I've got two, one set in Brisbane and the other one set in Tasmania in the 1820s. And it's a revenge tragedy. That's the one I'm leaping into now.
And that's a TV one or?
No, it's a film, a feature film.
Yep.
Yeah, I think our history is quite sordid and dark. And
quite horrific, yes.
deserves some examination. It's exactly. Not a horror film, but it's a horror world.
Okay.
It's, cool. I guess, maybe for people who love The Proposition, it's along those lines.
Ah, oh, sounds excellent. Wow, you will be busy.
Yes, hopefully.
Great. All right, Jennifer, look, thank you so much for speaking to us about The Babadook on Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Hang on, I'm going to do that again. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Hi, I'm Jennifer Kent, writer and director of The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Thank you very much. That's great.
No worries.
Excellent.
No, thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
So
good
much.
Luck with today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mama.
Queer Geeks of Oz. Because not all geeks are the same. And not all queer geeks are the same. Queer Geeks of Oz. Because allies are important. And because you can like Batman and Spider-Man. Queer Geeks of Oz. Because Professor Oak doesn't know how to politely ask which pronoun you prefer and then goes on to assume you're cisgendered anyway. Queer Geeks of Oz. Because we want to explore stories and worlds as characters other than straight white dudes.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
Because we want to explore stories and worlds as characters that represent ourselves.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
Because we want to explore stories and worlds as characters other than ourselves.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
Because we want to see what it would look like if we put Tumblr on a stage.
Queer Geeks of Oz.
In Melbourne, Hobart, Brisbane and Sydney.
It's really a psychological thriller and I think an incredibly moving story about the power of love.
Yes. Wow. That's all my questions done. That's great. All done. Lovely. So I'm Sonia and I am at volunteer here at Joy 94.9 with a show called Sci-Fi and Scream. And I want to welcome you to that show, Essie Davis from The Babadook.
Hello. Thank you.
It's so good to talk to you after seeing such a fabulous performance and an amazing film last night at the premiere at the Nova. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Well, I'm a huge horror fan, but it's not just about horror, of course. It's got all these different parts to it, I guess. Now, Issy, what can you tell us about the character that you play and the Babadook?
Well, I play a character, Amelia, who has lost her husband in a terrible car accident on the way to the hospital to give birth to her child. Her child, Samuel. This is 7 years on, and she has never really, really been able to completely love him. And he has night terrors. She's a single working mum with a child who never sleeps, and in a constant cycle of sleep deprivation. A book arrives mysteriously on his bookshelf called Mr. Babadook, which is a pop-up book, which is kind of a bit creepy, and gives her son a name for the monster that he is sure is coming to kill his mother and himself, and he's already building extremely dangerous weapons to protect them from this thing. Amelia is an incredibly fragile, beautiful character who is doing her absolute best, and I think that a lot of mothers will recognize themselves in her, and the Babadook is really it's like a it is about what repressing the darkness in ourselves can lead to, and is there a monster in the cupboard, and who created it? And it's really a psychological thriller, and I think an incredibly moving story about the power of love.
Yes, wow, that's all my questions done. That's great. All done. Lovely.
Well, it was lovely talking to you.
It was, you too. Don't get Erin's hopes up. Just kidding. No, I mean, look, most people know you as somebody who does play these really, you know, you play very dramatic roles that really stretch characters. And I think, you know, particularly in television and such an extensive career from the days back in Tasmania, you know, all the way through to NIDA and, of course, Bell Shakespeare, et cetera, working with great people like Jeffrey Rush. And, you know, you've been on the big commercial ones too, like The Matrix Reloaded, and a lot of our listeners will recognise you from that. And fabulous little films like Hey, Hey, It's Esther, Blue Burger, of course, too. But this is something quite, I would imagine, was quite a challenge for you physically. How was it to play Amelia?
Look, it was incredibly challenging and grueling, and we had to go to a lot of places physically and emotionally to create. I had to go to a lot of places physically and emotionally to create this. It was incredibly grueling and challenging playing this role, and we had to go to a lot of places both physically and emotionally to be in full truth of what Amelia is experiencing. But I guess actually I have played roles that have cut deeply in terms of bearing my soul a lot in theatre at the National Theatre in London and on Broadway, and I guess I've had roles that have been incredibly challenging and difficult and crazy and physical a lot in theatre, and this is just a gift to actually be given the chance to do that on film. Yeah. I'm incredibly proud of it.
Mm. It's like The Exorcist grows up a little bit with a lot of that black goo. Anyway, it's interesting.
I haven't seen The Exorcist.
Oh, okay. You better get onto that. But no, I just thought you might have, because that was some great special effects, but obviously low budget, but very effective. And it just shows you with the drama there and the psychological aspects, you don't need a lot of money for special, you know, CGI or anything. And
well, we did nearly everything is in camera. So, you know, that physically that is me. And yes, there were real cockroaches, and I had a very big mouthful of vomit. So
how is the friendship with Jennifer going after that?
Oh, brilliantly. I mean, I'm honoured that she wanted me to play this role. And, you know, our friendship runs very deep, and she was an incredibly talented, brilliant actress in her own right. And I know that she acted it all out in her head as she was writing it. So her direction was implicit in everything that I chose to do. And we really got there together, and we are great friends.
Good. That's good. She said the same thing, so that's cool. Won't have to edit anything. All right. Where to for it next? And you following going with it, or?
Well, the rest of the world, really. Mm. I mean, it opens nationally here on the 22nd of May, and it's already running. It's in Tasmania, where we opened first, because that's where I'm from.
Yes.
And, you know, it has had enormous success. It's sold to almost every territory in the world, and it will open everywhere in the world this year. So Australians better rush into the cinema and be the first ones to see it,
so that
not all of its success lies in America and France and Poland and everywhere else it's going.
That's cool. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Essie Davis from The Babadook.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, before you go, I've probably got 30 seconds left.
So, Izzy Davis
Cheers.
From The Babadook, and you're listening to Sci-Fi on Screen, Joy 94.9. Is that right?
That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Hi, this is Essie Davis from The Babadook, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, and good luck with the film.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye.
Are you interested in the unknown?
Video games.
Old movies.
Horror.
Old TV.
Zombies.
Fantasies.
Comics.
The paranormal.
And science fiction.
Hot TV.
Games and more. Then tune in Tuesday night at 10.
On Sci-Fi and Squid.
On Joy 94.9.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.